Merry Christmas and welcome to the podcast. This is Father Narek from St. Sarkis Church with a new episode of the podcast. The Armenian Church celebrates Christmas on January 6th. Today we do not have any religious services. However, any day is a good day for us to embrace the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts and to celebrate the fact that He is in the midst of our lives. Let us start this day and our program with a prayer from the Liturgy of the Hours of the Armenian Church. Our beneficent Lord, who by your great mercy have prepared eternal rest for those who labor virtuously and have called to yourself with a sweet loving voice those that are heavily laden and wearied with sin, promising them your rest. Grant us also, O Lord, to pass this day in undisturbed peace, and to us who are laboring under the weight of sin, grant rest by your mercy and make us worthy of perpetual rest with all your saints. And thankfully, let us glorify you with the Father and all Holy Spirit, now and always, forever and ever. Amen. We are still in the season of Advent, and the Armenian Church is preparing us to receive the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ on January 6th. The church readings are geared towards that direction, and the Sunday reading was from the Gospel of St. Luke, the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, the two of them who went to the temple to pray. Jesus told this parable to teach us not only how to pray, but also how to live as people of faith. I spoke about that in my homily this past Sunday. Take a listen to some of the things that I said.
Do you think that if you were sick and you went to the doctor, you would tell the doctor about the symptoms of your husband or your wife or your friend? I don't think so. You would tell them about your own symptoms, what is wrong with you, so that the doctor will be able to help you. Today in the gospel reading, we read about a person who went to the doctor and he told them about the symptoms of somebody else. Today we read the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. The Pharisee was a righteous person, or he thought he was righteous. He thought that by following the law, he would be saved. On the other hand, there was this other guy who was a tax collector. He was despised by the community. And when they went to pray in the temple, the Pharisee did not speak about what was wrong with him. He kept about referring to symptoms that other people had: adultery, burglary. And that's why at the end of the parable, Jesus said, not the Pharisee, but the tax collector went home justified. The example of the physician is not my own example. I don't take credit for it. It is an example from the church fathers, St. Augustine, to be exact, who says, does it even make sense for someone to go to the doctor and speak about somebody else's symptoms? It doesn't make sense. And it's very deep that he looks at the parable of Jesus, and in it, he sees the example of going to the doctor. Because when we take a look to this parable, we can think that this is about prayer. Yes, that could be true. This is about prayer. But there's a whole other dimension of prayer, which is called confession, or exposing your inner soul to God. To tell God what is going wrong with you. To tell God to help you. The Pharisee did not care about that. He was telling about some vague symptoms that bad people could have, but there's no way that he was a bad person. He thought that he was a good person. He did not need a physician. The tax collector, as the biblical text tells us, was not able even to look up. He was looking down, beating his own chest and saying, God, forgive me, I am a sinner. This is the definition of repentance, a sacrament in our church, an attitude that every Christian should have in their lives. Our biblical readings, my friends, during this season is preparing us to meet the incarnated Lord, to meet Jesus on Christmas. And this is a very profound way of telling us that there's a lot of homework that we need to do. We need to go to the doctor, and not any doctor. We need to go to Jesus and expose our souls to him. Tell him that, what is wrong with me? Tell him that I'm having difficulty to love people. I'm having difficulty forgiving people. I think that I am the best and everybody else is worthless. And all the bad things that is eating us, it's not helping us to move on. This is a time, my friends. The Advent season is the best time for a change. Don't worry about how, where you're going to celebrate Christmas. Worry about the inner attitude. Are we ready to accept the Lord in our hearts? Let us prepare him a room inside our hearts where the Lord will come and dwell gladly. May God bless you now and always and forever. Amen. This past Sunday, we also had the Christmas program, or the Hantas as we call it, of the Saturday School of St. Sarkis Church. The program took place right after church services, and our children presented a very beautiful program. You know, the fact that when you see your kids on the stage, and no matter what they're doing, you're excited because they're there, because that helps them with their self-esteem, with their confidence, and you hope that one day they will stick around and be part of the community, be part of the church. I think that the program was beautiful. The PTA of our church did a fantastic job setting up and preparing the food, and the Saturday school staff, the teachers, the director, they put a very beautiful program. I asked some of the parents about their opinion on Saturday school, on the program. Take a listen to what some of them had to say.
Hello, my name is Michael Gostanian, and I am a proud parent of a student at St. Sarkis Armenian School. My son, Bahan, attends here in the first grade, and as an alumni of the school myself, I'm very, very proud to see the school continuing the traditions that it has had for so many years, teaching our Armenian youth about their heritage, their culture, their language, and it was a pleasure to see such a wonderful, wonderful show today. Congratulations to all the faculty, the parents, the supporters, and of course the children who participated in today's Hantas. It was a wonderful show.
My name is Nairi Demergen. I have two children in our Saturday school. Isabel is in the three-year-old class, and Alex is in the first grade. We are longtime parishioners of St. Sarkis Church. It's nice to see that this church is flourishing and growing, especially with our Saturday school. Today, the children had a beautiful performance with Armenian Christmas songs and of Armenian cultural songs. They did a wonderful job, and I hope we continue to flourish over the next few years.
Hi, my name is Lena Felice,
And this is my daughter's first year at St. Sarkis Armenian School. And for a child who doesn't speak Armenian, who understands, refuses to speak Armenian, I should say, she feels very comfortable with everybody, with the teachers, with the children here, the whole environment. And I just, as a parent and as someone who moved from Canada to Manhattan and just new to Syosset, this is going to be my new church, and I'm very, very happy to be part of this whole community. Thank you.
This is Dikran Kabarajan. My idea about the podcast is to survive in today's society, you have to be up on technology. The podcast shows that our dead height is definitely up on technology, and on a personal note for my family, the podcast exposed me to the Armenian Language Saturday School at St. Sarkis. After that, we attended a dance. After that, I convinced my wife to send our daughter to the Saturday School. And today, we are here at St. Sarkis celebrating their Christmas contest with my daughter on stage. So for all those reasons, I think the podcast is great. But also, for another dimension, it brings a spiritual nurturing that is needed by all of us to be delivered wherever you are. Whether you were sitting at your computer at home, in the car, stuck in traffic like I normally am, which is where I usually listen to your podcast, or at home with the family. So I think it's a great tool to use, and I encourage Dernadik to continue and present even more interesting speakers in the weeks and years to come, and I wish him much success.
The podcast today will be very brief. Next, I'm going to play a song from Simply Christmas that we had here 2 weeks ago with Husher and Elizabeth Kalfayan and Peter Duskalis.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him loud, the babe, the Son of Man.
Let's do the Bible reading and reflection. This is something that we do here every week in the podcast. The reading today is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry, come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out to save the lost." The word of the Lord. This is one of my favorite encounters that Jesus has with the people in the gospel. This is a unique reading in our church because this is designated for us clergy to read when we go and offer a blessing in a house. This is very profound because the gospel is saying that we can all start fresh. We can all start new, and God is willing to forgive us. Zacchaeus was a regular guy. Probably he was not a religious person or anything like that. He was just there, part of the crowd, and he was curious to see who this Jesus guy was. And since Zacchaeus was a short guy, he was not able to see Jesus because of the crowd. So he decided to climb up the tree. Now, did that catch the attention of Jesus? Or Jesus knew that he was going to encounter him and change his life? So Jesus stopped, looked up, and invited him to come down to be with him so that his life will be changed. Jesus did not wait for an invitation. He said, "I am coming to your house today." I think Jesus is saying that to all of us. Jesus is out there. Jesus is calling us. Yet sometimes we are too busy listening to other invitations and not hearing the word of God. Jesus wants to come to our house, my friends. Jesus wants to be part of our household, to be part of our family. And just the way that he went to the house of Zacchaeus, he is also willing to change our lives. And the fact that Jesus was only there, he didn't say anything to Zacchaeus. He didn't rebuke him because of his lifestyle or anything like that. He was just there, being his guest. But that was a changing moment in the life of Zacchaeus, who was considered to be a sinner by the society. He stood up and he said, "Lord, that's it for me. I'm going to change." And Zacchaeus expressed the change not by words, but by actions. He said, "If I have defrauded anyone, I will pay them back. Not only pay them back whatever I took, but I'm going to pay them back four times." Because he experienced a change in his heart. This is what we all need to experience. A change of heart. Sometimes we might feel too comfortable in the ways that we have adapted. The habits that we have in our lives. And we don't want to change anything because we are afraid of change. And yes, change sometimes could be frightening. But unless we come to that moment when we say, "This is it. I want to be a different person." At that time, we will also realize that God is right there next to us. He's helping us. Just the way that Jesus encouraged Zacchaeus. He said, "He is also a son of Abraham. He is also one of you. He is one of the chosen. He is a child of God. Just like you and I are. And God wants us to be changed, and God wants us to stop with the bad habits, the bad ways that we had in our lives. I hope that you will let Jesus come to your household, you will let Jesus to be part of your family dinner and let him facilitate change in your hearts and the lives of your family members. The hymn today is called Anganimg. This is another Christmas hymn in the Armenian church, which is performed typically on Christmas Eve during the services. I hope you will enjoy listening to this hymn. I will be back next week with another episode of the podcast. I would like to thank Greg Doster for producing the podcast again this week. I pray that the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ will remain always in your hearts. Amen.